Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. Honorable ulama, respected elders and brothers, most of us are aware that potentially today could be the last day of Jumadul Ukhra. Either tomorrow will be the first of Rajab, or if the moon is not sighted, then on Sunday. In the month of Rajab, ulama have written, it is the time that we plant the seed for the month of Ramadan. And then in the month of Shaban, we begin to water it. And then in the month of Ramadan, we reap the benefits of it. What is the greatest benefit of the month of Ramadan? It is an opportunity that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us by making fast fard upon us the opportunity to lessen and remove the influence of shaitan, the influence of our own nafs and desires, and turn our hearts towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Hence, the month of Ramadan is not just a month of fasting, or a month of taraweeh, or a month of other ibadat. Many of us give out our zakat. All of that should be done, has to be done. But we need to heighten the objectives of the month of Ramadan, in that we utilize this month to create a nisbat, to create a relationship with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ulama have written that in the qabr, we all are aware it is a deserted place. It is a place of aloneness, where one will be totally alone. There will be no one there. In this world, if we created a relationship with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's togetherness will not only last in this world, it will not terminate at our mouth, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with us in the qabr. And of course then Allah's rahmah in the akhirat. So the importance of creating this relationship with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is absolute, and the month of Ramadan is most opportune to protect our gaze from everything and everyone that is haram. In the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has spoken about it being the poisonous arrow of shaitan. If we can look after our gaze, and we begin in earnest seeking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi has written that if anything becomes a barrier between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is when we misuse our gaze and we misuse our eyesight. In that, we begin to see things or people which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. For the ibadat itself, he writes, we will be rewarded. Whatever good we do, Allah Ta'ala will reward. The farz is there, the nawafil, Allah will reward. In the month of Ramadan, for the nafil, the reward will be that of fard. That is all on its place. But it becomes an impediment, it becomes a barrier between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, the usage of our tongue. As far as the tongue is concerned, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has spoken abundantly to speak in a way in which we hurt the feelings of others, to make ghibat, to backbite, to use illicit language, to use vulgar language, to speak in an unbecoming way in an inopportune moment. All of that again becomes a barrier between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that spiritual training needs to begin from now, so that in the month of Ramadan, we are 100% ready to embrace the month of Ramadan. The third is to look after our hearing, our ears. We are so accustomed to listening to inappropriate, incorrect, un-Islamic things. Now is the time, once again, the month of Rajab, the month of Shaban, that we begin to stop, to tone down, and try to listen to only that which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is pleased with. Tilawat of the Quran, dhikrullah, etc. The tongue we utilize in the dhikr of Allah, in the tilawat of the Quran. The ears we utilize in the dhikr of Allah, listening to the dhikr of Allah, the tilawat of the Quran. And then the fourth is that we keep our entire bodies, every limb, away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we can do these four actions and we begin from now, we restrain, we keep away, then inshallah, thumma inshallah, this readiness for the month of Ramadan has begun. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the month of Rajab would begin, he would make the dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban, وَبَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَانَ. Ulama-i kiram of the past, saintly personalities of the past, 6 months before the month of Ramadan would begin, they would start in earnest a preparation for the month of Ramadan. And then the month of Ramadan comes to an end. For the balance of 5 months, they make one dua to Allah, O Allah, accept my Ramadan. Famous amongst the awliya is the way in which we spend the month of Ramadan. In other words, in the obedience of Allah, we will remain obedient to Allah Ta'ala for the balance of the year. And if we spend the month of Ramadan in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the balance of the year, we will be in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the month of Ramadan was spent in ghaflat, it was spent in negligence, just wailing the time away, then the rest of the year goes the same. So friends, insofar as our akhirat is concerned, this month of Ramadan is an opportunity in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us to charge our batteries, the batteries of our heart, turn it towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then we'll have in this world, and of course in the akhirat, we will have the rahmah and the barakah of Allah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.